Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there. When you seek the teachers, they will come. And hopefully this is a moment for you that I can be like, hey, I think you're awesome, but I think you're giving your power to something that you literally need to steal it back from. You need to go take it back and take control and create it for yourself, even if it's small scale. In fact, I think small scale is the way to start. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I had such a fun night last night. We are doing our live podcast recordings at the Good Vibes Media Studio. And it's so much fun because not only do we get to do podcasts, which we love, but I get to do it with one of my best friends, Lindsay Schwartz, who also has the Powerhouse Women podcast. And we get to do it in front of a live audience, which is amazing because I have been wanting to be with more community in person, and we might drink wine sometimes. So that's super fun too. And it's just fun to connect with everybody and to be able to meet everyone and see their faces as we're chatting. And I think it brings out like a little bit different part of our personalities too, because it just feels like we're in our living room with the girls that we invited over to drink wine with and talk about the stuff that we actually want to talk about. And last night was so much fun because we were talking about choosing to anoint ourselves and to cut out the middleman and what that looks like. But before I get into that, I just landed actually in, we stay in Arizona for January, February, and March. So we were at our Arizona place, but we just landed in California to do an interview with Lewis House. So we're headed over to the Greatness Studios to interview him on his new book, which I'm so excited about.
If you guys don't know about his new book, you're going to have to listen to the interview that's coming out really soon and go grab that book, because Lewis has been one of our biggest mentors. We joined his mastermind. He obviously has one of the biggest podcasts out there for a reason, and he's just really honed in on his zone of genius, and I'm excited to be able to go be in his atmosphere, because I literally learn so much from him every time that we get to sit with him. So back to the topic. Where in your life are you waiting to be anointed by someone else, right? Where in your life are you waiting to get noticed? Where in your life have you given the power away to someone else, thinking that it's in their hands to say yes to you? Now, in some cases, this may be true, but I still think that we have more control than we believe. What do I mean by that? So I want to share a story about the first time that I really realized that I had the ability to take my power back and anoint myself. What does that mean? So let's see, what year was this? This was probably 2005 or 2006. I was living, and we had just lost our home that we had bought. We had short sold it. We were $300,000 in debt. My husband got laid off from his job because it was the finance crisis that was going on in 2007, 2008. And I was working random jobs. I was working at an Ulta doing makeup. I was working at a place called Joe to Go that did drive-through coffee. You guys, I didn't graduate high school. I'd gone back to try to get my GED, and I could not complete math on my own. Like, I was in a bad place. I was like, I'm so dumb. I can't do anything. I can't complete anything. Who am I going to be? What am I going to do? And fast forward a couple years to, I think this was now 2007, 2008, and I had vision boards up in the small condo that we moved into after we lost our house. And I was starting to want to get into personal training. So I was taking the personal training courses, and I maybe had one or two clients at the time. I'm not sure. And so I remember I also wanted my big dream, my kind of big secret private dream that was all over my house, but I wasn't really sharing it too much with people outside or that I knew, was I wanted to be on a fitness cover. I wanted to inspire people the way that I had been inspired by these incredible women on these covers, that I had carried around these magazines until they were tattered and dog-eared. And I just clung to those like it was life. And I just felt like if they could do it, maybe I could do it too. And I had put them all over my vision board. And I remember at this point, I'd done quite a few fitness competitions and photo shoots, and I was sending them to magazines and getting rejected over and over again. And I couldn't figure out why I was getting rejected. And, you know, some of the rejections were coming back and saying, you don't have the all-American look. At the time, I was, you know, I'm Native American and I'm had dark hair and dark eyes, and they're like, you look too exotic. We're looking for more of the girl next door. Yes, I know. This is not that long ago. And these were some of the responses I was getting, you guys. Crazy to think about now. And, or just, you know, we're not interested. Thank you so much. Like, just so many different rejections, creative rejections. And I kept trying. And I remember it was probably 3 to 4 years in of me constantly submitting. I was consistent. I submitted like every 2 months for that entire time with new angles, different angles. Like, how about now? How about now? How about this photo shoot? How about I won this competition? Do you see me yet? Do you see me? Do you see me? Do you want to anoint me? Am I your girl? Am I good enough? Am I good enough? Am I good enough? Oh my gosh. Do you guys know what I'm talking about right now? Am I good enough? When will I be good enough? When am I going to be good enough to you? Like, when are you going to see what I believe I have to offer? And so I'm standing in front of this vision board and I'm looking at these covers, and I have this moment. I have this moment where I realize that this may never happen. It's starting to feel really bleak. And I had a freaking breakdown fit. My bed was right next to where I hung my vision board, and I threw myself on it, and I was literally pounding my fist on the bed and screaming, like having a full on just tantrum breakdown moment. And it probably lasted, I don't know, what was probably only a minute, but felt like 5 minutes to have the realization that nobody was listening to me. And it's kind of that moment where you're like, okay, well, no one's coming and I'm crying and wailing and this is kind of a lot of effort and I'm kind of tired. So it's like, okay, I think I'm done. I got that out of my system. And I stood back up, like in this snotty, dripping, teary-eyed, pathetic, mopey moment. And I just hated how I felt. I just hated that that was what I was doing in that moment. I was just pissed that I even had succumbed to like this low, low moment of just anger. And I looked at that vision board again and I was like, why do I want this? Can I be okay if I never get it? What is the actual feeling that I'm after? Don't ask me why some of these questions were coming into my head and they never came in before. I really believe sometimes God interjects in those moments and is like, hey, dummy, how about we look at it this way? Love you, but come on, let's take a second. And I was like, what do I want this for? And I thought that the magazine covers were going to bring me, number one, validation. Number two, community. Number three, I wanted to inspire people and I wanted to be that inspiration. And it was going to bring me this feeling of finally good enough, or finally I have something that I feel like I'm doing that I feel proud of. And I thought, do I need them for that? Or could I literally cut them out of the equation and create that for myself?
Hey y'all, I'm so excited to share with you that this podcast, Earn Your Happy, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. Truly, this is like one of the most exciting things that has ever happened to me. I'm telling you, I no longer feel like I'm doing this alone, and I actually get to collaborate with the people who host the podcast that I'm obsessed with, like that I have been listening to myself, who inspired me to start a podcast, who have taught me about how to go and do the thing, like the original people who got me motivated through listening to their podcasts. You guys, a bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and to support shows and brands that we believe in. And one of my friends are also on this network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to their show. You guys, I just had Danielle Canty on of the Boss Babe podcast. She co-hosts it with her other amazing co-host and one of my friends, Natalie Ellis. You guys, you can go check out that podcast on mine. It's episode 925, and Danielle and I talk all about burnout and how that could be showing up in your life, and most importantly, how to prevent it. But I want to tell you, if you have not gone and checked out the Boss Babe podcast yet, go subscribe, because it is one of the largest online communities for ambitious women and female entrepreneurs. And I know that if you're listening to the show, chances are that's probably you. You guys, they have 3.6 million followers and 380,000 subscribers. The Boss Babe podcast is the place where they share real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. Most of all, you guys, truly, these women are in my life. Danielle and Natalie are people that I text on a weekly, monthly basis when I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel stuck. What should I do? I tune into their podcast, you guys, to learn. Even though they're my friends, I am still like crazy obsessed with this podcast because I learn something new every single time I listen. It makes me be a better podcaster. It makes me be a better businesswoman. It just makes me be better and more confident out in the world because they're so real and raw. And I can tell you that in the moments where I have had horrible days, down days, I've either gone and listened to this podcast or I've texted them, because these are the people who truly get it. You want to listen to the people who are walking in the same footsteps that you are. You guys, go check out the Boss Babe podcast. You're not going to be sorry. And it's just going to like make you way smarter and you're going to have way more fun. So go check it out.
Could I go and inspire people in my community? Could I start small groups? Could I start small? Why do I have to be so big? Why does it have to be so big right away? Why can't I start getting this feeling locally? Why can't I start this in small groups? Why can't I start with four women? Why can't I invite four women to a workshop and, you know, work on inspiring them there and getting them to feel like their best selves and getting them to start owning their confidence and their power? So I started all of these weekend workshops. And so I started speaking. And so I started filming myself on YouTube recording recipes. So I wrote a cookbook and self-published it, sold it myself. And all of these things, as I put my head down and cut out the middleman and said, you know what, F you. Like, just for a minute, it felt really good to be like, I don't need you. And that is where the magic happened. I'm not saying to get angry or be mad at people, but for a minute, it felt good to be like, what am I doing giving you all of my power? What am I doing giving these people all of my power when I can go and create this myself? So go figure. In the time that I was putting my head down and creating all of this value for other people, what happens when you do that is all of a sudden I created a platform. People wanted to listen to me. People were buying my cookbooks. People were coming to my workshops. And so when I started resubmitting to the magazine with a whole lot less expectation and a whole lot of detachment from if they choose me or not, that is when finally they said yes. Now, it wasn't the first submission. It's probably about four later. I attached some of the videos that I was doing of cooking live online. I was showing them how I could write recipes for the magazine. I could add a lot of value that way. I was showing them how I was about to go speak on stage at this network marketing company that I had joined, and I was about to be in front of 10,000 people, and I'd love it if I could put their cover in the back as I was up there, and I would make sure to get it out to all these people. And I realized that it was about adding value to them as a business. I realized the magazine was a business. They weren't just out here looking for pretty faces to promote people. It was like, hi, they have to make money too. What's in it for them? And so when I did that pitch, it was all focused instead of, do you see me? Do you see me? Do you see me? And it was, how can I add value? How can I help you get this magazine out? How can I, you know, help sell copies? And this is how I think I can do it. I wrote up a marketing plan for them and the issue that I was going to come out on for them to say yes. And that is how it finally turned around. And so you guys, I want you to think of your life in terms of where you're waiting to be anointed. And I want you to look at it and say, where can I actually cut them out and create the feeling for myself? And create it in a small basis and put my head down so much that all of a sudden I become undeniable because of the communities I've created and the platforms. I have so much value now. So I love you so much. But if you are stuck, I want you to know that you're giving your power away somewhere. And I do this all the time. I'm still in this. I still have moments right now where I'm going, I'm totally sabotaging myself because I'm believing that I'm not good enough for this or that I can't do it. And I know that I'm giving someone else my power. So let's start looking at those areas because I believe in you. I believe that if you found this podcast, it is for a reason. It is not by an accident. When you seek the teachers, they will come. And hopefully this is a moment for you that I can be like, hey, I think you're awesome, but I think you're giving your power to something that you literally need to steal it back from. You need to go take it back and take control and create it for yourself, even if it's small scale. In fact, I think small scale is the way to start. You know, when we were in that room last night doing our live podcast, that's what we wanted to remind everyone of is, you know, we were back in a small room, about 30 people. And, you know, whether you think that's small or that's big, it felt amazing to kind of be like, I want to get this idea out there. I want to do a live podcast. And I kept waiting and Lindsay and I kept stalling and not doing it, even though we had the idea last year because we thought it had to be big. But it felt like a lot of work to sell 200, 300 tickets to an event. And so we were stopping ourselves and we're like, why are we doing this? We can just create this in a small way and get this feeling in our lives right now and have the best time ever, get back in the community, and create content in a fun way because we want more fun in our lives. So just sending you so much love. And I hope that this gives you a minute of cutting out the middleman and knowing that you can take that power back. But you guys, I would love for you to join my daily text list. It's also where I am sending the link to join our live living room sessions. We do them once a month. So if you want to go to that and if you want to get on my daily text, all you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. That's 310-496-8363. Just text the word daily. And you're also going to be able to find out when our next living room sessions are. They are selling out about a month or two in advance. So if the tickets do come up, I don't even have any to share right now because they're all sold out for next month as well. But if you do get a link for that, I would recommend buying it that second because they tend to sell out within the hour. But I hope that I get to see you there. And maybe next year we will make them bigger. But I do want to continue to do them every single month because it means so much to me to be in the room and seeing your faces. So I'm sending you so much love. And until next time, earn your happy.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently. And most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori. Hey, all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show, and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're going to love it.